There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Liam Sheff joining me from South Florida. I ran screaming from South Florida with the kids because I thought there were too many people living in between the ocean and the Everglades and alligators and sharks as well on either side. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Liam, what are you doing down there?
Yeah, I know, between the collagen Botox and the, you know.
The silicone was interesting to look at, but I got over it fast, so just saying.
Yeah, no, I've lived down here too. I'm back working with some food growers and learning that this once food desert, I thought it was a food desert, has now started to bloom into a series of farmers markets. Certainly we have, our friends Stockton Aloe who get their aloe vera from, I think, the Dominican Republic.
And yes, the DR, they bring it in and it's clean. It's interesting, too, because I don't know that it's certified organic, but it's cleaner then because there are such compromises once you go certified that...
Well, let me tell you that story.
Sure.
So they get good stuff, and the Dominican Republic is essentially local for here because it's a boat ride.
Right.
And I know that that seems to be a compromise, but, you know, boat traffic is, I think, something that's actually tenable and maintainable within a certain radius.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way the ancient world worked. Boat travel is much easier than overland travel. But now there's something called the Urban Farming Institute. The Urban Farming Institute, which is just up the street near remember Jaco Pastorius Park?
Yeah, in Oakland Park, of all places. They had a place. Sometimes they would have concerts. Sometimes they have little things there. They were really rehabbing it. But you're telling me they're doing something so extraordinary. I'm almost, not totally, but almost sad I left there because this is really cool.
Yeah, I think they have a couple and a half acres by the roadside on Dixie Highway, if you're in Fort Lauderdale. They have a great deal of it allotted for a permaculture food forest, which is just not, you know, just in creation stages now, in the mental creation stages. Right now they're selling, renting 4-foot by 8-foot raised food beds for something like $80 a year. And they give you your soil. So you've already saved like $100 just because you spent $80 and they've given you all that.
Pardon my cynicism here, but are you sure they're not like doing waste landfill kind of stuff? Are you talking, are they aware of the need for clean soil?
Well, as far as I know, they're doing compost to get donations. Now, the reason they're able to do this, and they have worm bins and they're making, I mean, they have a, what do you call that? They're making compost tea, and compost tea is a fermented compost in water that you put a bubbler in that you put on soil, so it really makes your crops grow, your food grow. And 4-foot by 8-foot's a great size for a raised bed. When I was in Boston, we had a 5x5, 6x6, and a 6x6, something like that. But the longer is a little, you know, slightly longer means you have more access to the sides. And you get to grow whatever you want, all year long. This is an all year growing season. So they're doing that, but they're also teaching classes. They're working with, I think, Broward Community College or one of the community colleges to offer continuing education. Now, if I'm getting some of the details wrong, they're still working with the extended learning groups in and around Fort Lauderdale, and they're looking to expand into the local farm-to-table or foodie communities. Now, there was a sort of desolate area right on Dixie Highway, you know, when you leave your place and go up to Dixie Highway. Now there's a local brewery. I think it's called Happy Buddha. I might be getting that wrong, but it's something Buddha. I think it's Happy Buddha.
All right.
Where it's a local beer manufacturer.
Happy Buddha Beer. How interesting.
Yeah. Again, if I'm getting that name slightly wrong, there is Buddha in there, and you can find it on Dixie Highway. And you can walk in. It's a micro brewery, and you can walk in and get drunk and walk out.
That's certainly not what you're doing. I know you two.
No interest.
But of course, they can grow everything except cannabis at this point, too, in these 4x8 plots, and that will one day come.
You can't grow hemp, which isn't cannabis, which is what we really need in an increasingly radioactive world. Now, I have to give some plugs because I've enjoyed going to the farmers markets. There's a guy named, and this sounds like the most stereotypical Hispanic name ever, but it's a real guy. He's a good man.
Yeah.
His name is Jorge Hernandez. I told you.
Jorge Hernandez.
Central casting, but he's a real dude, and he runs Banal Cacao. It's Dominican cacao, again, comes in on the boat. He raises it himself. He grinds it. He picks it. He's got a small staff. He makes a chaffee, which is a coffee chocolate drink.
Yes.
And he makes these raw cocoa beans.
Banal cacao.
And I've had,
is there a spelling or how would we find this? Because I've never seen
it. Well, cacao is, I always spell wrong. It's cacao and it's
Bonao cacao.
Cacao. We're going to get him on the air. Because he was telling me about getting certified when he needed to get certified organic.
Yeah.
He doesn't use chemicals. And in order to get certified, he had to show a receipt for certain chemicals that are used in organic farms.
So
he had to go buy chemicals that he didn't use in order to get certified organic.
Is it like to clean the instruments? I mean, there's always something weird that they throw.
No. There's organic means that you use chemicals, just different chemicals. Now, a couple other plugs. Number one, of course, to our friends at the Green Wave Cafe. They have now a Living Cuisine Academy, a raw food culinary center. And the funny, lovely Isabel, if you remember.
Yeah, I do. I do remember Isabel, yes. And dad was really cool. We interviewed him on the air when I was down there doing the event.
Yeah, he's great. I just forgot his name.
Rod, I think.
Yeah, really cool guy.
Yeah.
I've seen him a couple of times, actually.
Nice guy. But, yeah, so Green Wave doing some good work down there?
Yeah, Banal Cacao, we got Green Wave. There's the Rio Art Soap Company that's run by a woman called Sylvia Morris and her husband Joe, really wonderful people who are doing the food growing in and around their house, which is in a community of other houses. They just said they just didn't really ask permission and they grew some food trees.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because this is the kind of the revolution I want to see. So many people for survivability living in densely populated areas, and this is true when you go to Dominican Republic, you go to Jamaica, you find the people that have any means at all, they live in gated communities or they've gated their house because that's just the stratification. But in gated communities in most of America, Liam, they require you to use glyphosate, you know, pesticide, everything. It's horrible just to keep the grass green.
It is, and they've said absolutely not, and they have great food trees, and we'll get, I'm going to connect with Joe and Sylvia, and when I'm giving talks around here about oil decline and why we have to be growing food, I'm going to have them up. One more plug for Dr. Pickle. He spelled the whole word drpickle.com, I think.
You're making that up. Come on. Dr. Pickle?
DrPickle.com. My new favorite pickles. They're locally made. The ingredient, the cucumbers are, I think they're local at least I believe that's the conversation.
They should be down there. DrPickle.com. Now, can you get me a jar? Does he sell them in glass jars or what?
No, they're in these little plastic containers because they're sort of fresh they're very fresh and they're not, I know they're pickled, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not national, it's local. So you're in South Florida.
All right, well, listen to this.
Horseradish, pickles, half sours, mustard pickles, hot and spicy, very hot and spicy pickles. The best ginger pickles I think I've ever had. You know the red ones? Well, no food coloring, just beet juice.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to my next visit down there to get Dr. Pickle.
And
it sounds like it's great. I was introduced to, I dislike cucumbers. I'm not a big fan of cucumbers. And when my grandmother, we used to call her grandmother Apple.
Don't say that in Wilton Manors. Go ahead.
No, I know. Don't say it in Wilton Manors. We're right next to that. but when I was in Israel many years ago, my grandmother, we called her grandmother Apple because when I was a little kid, she would always bring apples. And that's how she got her nickname from me. She's no longer with us. She was in her 90s when she passed away. Mm-hmm. And she made these pickles. I don't know, a recipe from where she came from was Lithuania. She walked from Lithuania to what was then Palestine. So
do people know that that's where my ancestors are from?
Right. Lithuania as well. Again, we share a heritage. I guess.
Yeah.
You know, we're brothers from whatever they say. But I just wanted to share that background story that I enjoy when cucumbers are pickled. Wonderful. But I'm just not a big cucumber fan. Just saying.
No, they're very boring when they're raw. So you gotta. These are great pickles. Now, one last plug to, I think, a nice Hungarian. I believe they're Hungarian. If I'm wrong, they're gonna kill me. I believe they're Hungarian.
They will too. Yeah.
Hungarian. Yeah. A couple. Oh my.
What do they make?
They make vegan and paleo desserts. Do vegan and paleo go together? Well, for this couple,
wow.
They do.
Vegan and paleo desserts. Are they made from vegan bugs?
No, they have these little like moist. They're like Fig Newtons, but they're like bright cherry and dark chocolate, and they're just wonderful. They also make a couple of vegan cheese things with cashews.
Yeah, usually nut based. You're making me hungry, and
they infuse honey. They infuse local honey. They get a locally produced honey, and the lovely young woman who does that, I think she's the wife, infuses the honey with local. Herbs and spices, and wow, it's good. So Fruity Land, Dr. Pickle, Banal Cacao, and Rio Art.
How do you spell Fruity Land?
Given my
plug, funny.
These are the people I'm liking these days.
How do you spell Fruity Land?
Fruitti.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. Land. Okay. Well, listen, they'll be in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Thanks, Liam, for giving us a food tour of South Florida, the improvements that are there. There are some good places. We used to go to the farmer's market every Sunday morning. Down in Hollywood, Josh's organic market, but it's probably there's a lot more since.
Oh yeah, Josh, I've been there.
He's a funny guy, isn't he?
Oh my god,
yeah, hardcore dude. But I got my durian there, although that would not be viable in the age of declining oil. But they flew it in from Thailand. I just enjoyed the stinky fruit from Thailand.
Speaking of stinky fruit,
really? Right on the break, that's where we're going to go? We got delicious food, now you go stinky food?
Well, I had a conversation that I think stunk to high heaven, but
I think we need to talk about that. Did this happen in a Whole Foods by chance?
It might have.
For chance? Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a break. Liam Sheff, my good friend, he's working on his next book, In the Age of Declining Oil. Grow food! Right?
Yeah.
Politics is a distraction. Grow food! All right, the answer to everything, grow food! All right, we're going to do some growing of food now that we found some local food providers down there. With Liam Sheff, robertscatbell.com. Stick around, we got lots more delicious discussion. Some annoying, too, after the break.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, stories from the cafe coming up with Liam Schaff as we talk about my memories of South Florida. There's a thing called Whole Foods there on Federal Highway. It's kind of a longer and narrower one, and there's a cafe part of it. You can get food there, sit. I guess there's Wi-Fi so you can stay connected if you're doing work. Some people do. They hang out there. You never know what you're going to run into. And I remember Liam Schaff, my friend, my good friend, years ago as I was traveling through a city by airplane, through kerosene, I think that's what they flew on, I sat down next to a cardiologist, a doctor of the heart and vascular system. And I asked him what he was doing. He says, I'm going to a conference. And I said, hey, do you know that, are you reading about the fact that cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease, that it really has everything to do with preliminary, if you will, inflammation? And he's looking at me as like, who are you? How do you know this? And I said, I'm a homeopath. And he, of course, kind of rolled his eyes at me. And then I proceeded to tell him more about his profession than he seemed to know. And he was a little annoyed, and that was that. But it was just one of those sidelight stories. I understand you had a similar interaction with a cardiologist. I want to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the cholesterol note, I mean, things that contain a lot of cholesterol, like, you know, big, large animals with a lot of stress hormones and a lot of salt can be hypertensive, and that's not good for you.
No, but it isn't the cholesterol. It's what's contained in the fat, the toxins, the heavy metals from factory farms, and as you say, the energies of these animals as well. Stress is very real, but cholesterol in and of itself was the point. I don't mean to belabor that, but I just like...
No, it's okay. No, it's good to talk about, you know, because I never really know. It's not like... But the sources of cholesterol tend to be those, so it's... I always find them to be a little inseparable. That said, of course, coconut oil was vilified when I was growing up.
Yep, as well as demonized, you know, as well.
Yeah, now of course, coconut oil is understood by doctors to be a healthy
saturated fat.
healthy saturated, yeah, medium chain fatty acid. Well, okay. So I'm in a local cafe and I'm doing work because I'm reading, 20 to 40 articles a day. And then I'm writing, an outline for what's going to be a book on oil that asks us to break down our suburban neighborhood pathos and get to know each other and grow food trees and own them as neighborhoods, not as cities, just as neighborhoods. Tell the homeowners association to get lost. We're growing food here. So I was working, and I was actually working on everybody's favorite thing, taxes.
Oh, no.
And one of my friends at the cafe said, "What are you doing? I didn't know you did that." And I said, "Yeah, you know, I have to make sure that we're funding overseas wars for oil.
Exactly.
That's of course. Why I have to pay taxes.
Justify what you're doing."
And she and the guy next to me, well, he was two seats down, sort of chuckled, and he said, "Oh, you don't have to do that. You could just leave the country." Okay. And he wasn't mocking me. I said, "You really, you know, you how much money you have to really have to be an expatriate, or it's either that, or you can go and work on organic farms overseas, and that's nice. But it, you know, I mean, it's not as easy. It's not your language. It's not your culture. It's not your country. It's not even your fight."
Right.
And that's the hard thing about being an expat. You can hate a million things about the place you're born, whether it's Lithuania or Detroit, but you know, in the end, you're going to, if it's in your blood, you're going
to. I found that to be true when I was away for a week in England. I was very happy to come back. As much as I rail against things I don't like happening in this country, I still, it's, you know, it's my cultural home. It's, you know, there's certain aspects of this that are unique that draw me back.
Yeah, it's your fight. Mm-hmm. It's your fight to win or lose. Anyway, so that happened, and I said, "Well, I'm a journalist. I'm writing a book about oil decline." "Oh, I know about oil decline. I know about all that. You're stuck in the old paradigm." Well, that was an unexpected response. I said, "Well, what do you mean?" The guy says, "Well, you know, the paradigm is going to switch and it's going to alter. And I'm a scientist, and science says that we are, it's all about R&D and we are moving forward. You're going to see things in the next, you don't even know, 20 years.
Now, wait, who is this guy to be talking like this? I mean, did you kind of qualify him? Say, what's your background?
Well, he said he was a son. Well, I was listening. I wasn't being rude, and I didn't jump on everything he said. And I said, "Okay, so what's the thing?" He said, "Well, solar is going to replace all of this in a way that you haven't even begun to think about." And I said, "Oh, solar?" And I said, "Listen, give me a number. What percentage of the current grid does solar provide? Is it 50, 40, or 0.05. Mm-hmm. It's a little closer to 0.05. In fact, it's less than that. And he said, I know, I'm talking. You're stuck in the old paradigm. I said, "Okay."
Yeah, he sounds a little bit like Ross Perot, this guy.
He sounded what?
A little bit like Ross Perot, at least the way you're talking with the accent. A small Texas guy with a dog in the background trying to do its thing. Listen, let's take a break here. We're going to dig deeper into this conversation, find out who this guy was, and did he have anything? Did he bring game to the discussion with Liam about solar taking over? What's going to happen next? Finally got Izzy. Liam's got a big dog. We'll be right back, and the big dog will bark after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries. in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, heading into the weekend with my good friend, Liam Sheff. And of course, poking somebody's eye that claims to be science and scientist and is ahead of the game. And Liam, you're just stuck in the old paradigm. Although I'm not getting the interaction fully of what's happening here at Whole Foods as you're discussing this, oil transition to solar with this guy.
Well, I couldn't get it either. So this guy's sitting there. He's about, he's between 68 and 70 something, and he's got strong arms and he looks healthy that way, but his face and neck look like a 75-year-old, a little Frank Perdue-y, And I, the combination of sort of the buff gym arms and the older you know, Orville Redenbacher.
He's an older guy. He's shopping at Whole Foods, so he's probably eating healthier than the average bear.
He's definitely eating a healthy lunch.
Okay.
And I said, well, you keep saying science will take us there. Science will take us there. I said, a barrel of oil is 5.8 million British thermal units, approximate equivalent of 23,000 hours of human labor. We use 19 million of those a day. We do millions of years of human labor a day in this country. What do you mean solar is going to replace it? Well, and he, well, you're stuck in the old paradigm. And he, you're stuck in the old paradigm. And I said, well, what's the mechanism? Well, I'm a scientist. I go to these conferences, idea conferences, other science conferences. And he used the word science
like a stick to beat you with.
Yeah. Sure. Like Larry Flint used the word freedom, or, you know, freedom of expression.
Okay.
He just kept saying it. So I said, hold on a second. I grew up in a family of doctors and scientists. It doesn't mean anything when you say that word. That's just shop talk for this is what the journals are publishing. So what are you hearing at these conferences? What's the mechanism? Well, listen, you want to argue for oil being every, I said, no, I'm not arguing. I'm asking you what's the machine that's going to transition. He said, I'm talking about the future. In the future, and it's just about two Nobel Prizes away, and that seems like maybe a long time.
Two Nobel Prizes away. I've never heard it described that way.
Yeah, and he said, maybe that seems like a long time. Maybe 30 years, 25 years.
Well,
maybe.
You know, with Barack Obama's Nobel Peace Prize, we really got peace, so we knew we were on to something there. So.
Well, maybe the next one will bring peace.
Okay, maybe the next one.
Maybe it's two. Maybe two is the lucky number.
So it takes two. You're having a conversation, the two of you. What kind of scientist was this guy?
Oh, well, okay, I forgot about that. So I sat and I said, listen, you keep saying you're a scientist, so what do you do? And he said, oh, I'm a cardiologist. He said, I'm a cardiologist. And before I knew what my face was doing, I had rolled my eyes.
Oh, no. I got in trouble when I was in third grade.
Well,
and I rolled
eyes. No. That's a scientist. I said, well, yeah, but cardiologists were busy telling people to have a pack of Camels and a martini with their steak lunch for 50 years in this country.
Oh, you didn't say
what are
that.
We talking about?
Oh, man.
And he said, science is progressive, and it's all about R&D. R&D is going to take us there. And I said, okay, 50 million 19 million barrels of oil per day in this country alone, 30 to 35 billion around the world per year, 85 million per day in the world. What replaces that? You're not telling me anything. And I said, it's not going to be solar powered electric cars. Electric cars are made of oil. Tires are made of oil. The frames are made on giant machines. If they're plastic, they're made of oil. If they're metal, they're stamped on 5,000 ton machines that run on, you know, diesel, coal, and oil. So what are we talking about? I pushed him.
Yeah.
And I started to get kind of irritable, and I said, look, I'm not telling you you're right or wrong. I'm asking you what the mechanism is, because I'm being a journalist. I need to know. He said, well, it's about the future. And I said, so we need a bridge from the present to the future, don't we? We need a bridge. So what's the bridge? And he said, well, at the conferences, if you just go to the conferences, you'd see. I said, well, I can't just go to any conference. What's the name of the conference? Where's the conference? And you know what he said?
No, what did he say?
Years ago, when I was pushing the doctors to tell me why HIV tests weren't specific and why AIDS drugs killed people, I would show them all of the evidence, no matter where they were, and I would push them to read it. And if they wouldn't run out of the room screaming, because some of them are cowardly.
Yeah.
They would stick around to the end, and I'd say, so you haven't disagreed with me for about 20 minutes, and I've been showing you this data. So can you draw a conclusion? And he said, well, it's not my specialty.
Okay. So the cognitive dissonance kicks in at that point.
It's not my specialty, Robert.
Yeah.
It's not my specialty.
He's no longer an expert on solar bridges.
No, but science will save us.
Wow. So I kind of know where this is going, but I don't know how far you got with this guy.
No, that's the end. He left. I wished him a good day.
No, this is totally not the end, because this doesn't sound like science to me, nor does it sound like science to you, at least in a way that he thinks it is.
Well, okay. I said one more thing to him. He was going. He said, we're out to agree to disagree. I don't remember disagreeing with him except to ask for specifics, but
right.
I suppose that's disagreeable. I looked down and I said, well, I said it almost to myself without sort of being as I am, unable to stop myself. And I said, well, it sounds like a religion. And he said, what? Say that again?
Hmm.
And I said, you believe in something that you can't describe or define, and that sounds like a religion. And he stopped, and it was like somebody punched him
in the gut, kind of,
yeah, in the gut a little bit. And he looked down, and he said, "Hmm." And he said, "Well, maybe, maybe." And then he said this, "But I have to believe in it."
Mm-hmm. This is fascinating, the interaction at this level with, again, a doctor slash scientist. When you got him to that point and made the connection, I think you bypassed the sensor, and then the only thing he was left to do was acknowledge that this is what I have to believe, right? Okay, you're right. It's a religion, and this is my belief. And this is where we get into trouble, because sometimes we call people out on those beliefs. And that gets very uncomfortable.
Right. And I've gotten into the most trouble of all.
Yes, because, you have, my friend. You
because
have.
If you give me any story that people believe, for which there's very little good evidence, and they just believe it, I go, well, it sounds like a religion. And a religion to me is a set of myths that people believe, instead of going, okay, what's reality? And this is what I said to him. I think reality looks a lot more like Dickens and a lot less like the Jetsons. You think we're headed to some like perfect future? And then he said weird stuff like, no, I'm not saying it'll be easy to get there. There'll be mass death, die. He got weird.
Okay.
He got weird.
So then he's acknowledging that population reduction is one of those things that's going to happen, or was he encouraging?
Oh, yeah. I was clear about that.
Yeah, you know, alright. Listen, my take, as you know, on religion, I'm all about religious freedom. As long as you're not using religion to violate my rights, we're good. But what you're talking about here, I think, is a recognition of, you know, how does life operate? And it should bypass all of the religious, let's say, ideologies, just to say, okay, we need to eat, we need to drink, we need to have access to water, right? It needs to be clean, we gotta clean things up. How is this going to be manageable? And on some level, it's pretty much, I don't know if it's objectivist, but it's sort of like, this is your basic survival stuff we're talking about here.
Sure. It doesn't, that's what I say to people, it doesn't matter. Everybody's a bunghole to somebody. Like, you know, there's stuff I
believe. Somebody doesn't like somebody for some reason, all over time throughout history. We know that.
Right. Yeah. But in the end, if we live in neighborhoods, my message to people is, you don't have to like every one of your neighbors, but you have to protect them. I don't mean with guns. I mean by growing food. Mm-hmm. And if you're growing food, you have to teach them. And if they're growing food, they have to teach you. And you have to have trees in common. It's not about whether you agree about everything. And if you're very, very, let's say, religious, and I mean religiously atheistic or religiously fundamentalist in one way or the other, and you don't want people coming to get your food, you better grow a lot of food and then teach the other people how to grow food. Because if you only grow food for yourself, they're going to come and get your stuff.
Yeah, you won't have enough guns to repel them at that point.
No, we cannot afford to be absolutely isolating due to these philosophical disjoints. We don't all have to get along, but we actually all have to eat.
Right.
And that's, I think, the future that I'm pushing toward is not a solar motor to the future that doesn't exist, that replaces a billion cars around the world.
Right.
But rather neighborhood food growing.
Well, we'd ask you, if you want to have vitamin A, B, and C and minerals like selenium and others, you got to have some vitamin L. In other words, the love that's got to flow from human to human, regardless of differences. And in that point, respect the differences as long as they don't violate each other. But the point here, I guess, is getting to a place where we haven't been in a long time, because we've had in our lifetime and even prior to our lifetime this oil slavery. In other words, oil replaced human slavery, and that allowed all of us to kind of enhance our ability to live like kings and queens. And history was only about the kings and queens living this way, and everybody else were peasants.
Yeah, and since sometime in the 50s, every man was a king and every house was his castle.
Right.
But now I think
I still appreciate the concept of sovereignty and that concept, but I think, you know, the recognition of, here's where it gets kind of tricky, and I know we only have a couple of minutes, but this concept of interdependence, because some of my friends, you know, in the liberty realm will say interdependence, that means communism. And what we're talking about is voluntary association as well, but recognizing that if you don't do it voluntarily, you're not going to have much choice to survive, then it'll be imposed upon you, or hordes of people that disagree with you are going to overrun you. So it's a very interesting nuance when we talk about a bridge to the future and how it looks.
Yeah, look, we're a tribal species. I mean, we came about as a tribal species. Try to survive on your own. I don't mean on your own in the big city with a billion oil slaves lifting that bale and toting that barge. Sorry, backwards. Toting that. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you live alone in the big city, you have water coming to you, you have cool air in the summer and warm air in the winter, and you have food on appearing magically on food carts. Well, that's all hands that you don't see in slaves. Oil energy slavery that you don't see. Oil energy servitude that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
When that becomes more expensive, and that's what will happen, that's what's happened and what will continue to happen, it means that this place, you know, the non-determined place called Monsanto land where all the fake stuff comes from becomes too expensive to ship it, and Walmart doesn't really exist. So you better be growing food in neighborhoods. That's really what I'm going to be
that's
pushing.
That's where we started today. Our discussion was in the old neighborhood, in the inner city, if you will, very densely populated area where I escaped from, that there's somebody's trying to figure this thing out, and it's working on a local level, a small scale, but that's where it's got to start. I'm very encouraged to hear that, Liam, and I appreciate you sharing it with us all.
And I thank the Urban Farming Institute, and I will keep you guys abreast of all that is happening.
All right, and shout out to our friends at Stockton Aloe 1, AloeAloe1.com. We appreciate all that they're doing to bring this out as well. So with that, I'm going to take a break. Back with Super Don to wrap it up heading into the weekend. Talk to you in a bit.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract,
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Liam Sheff and Dr. Frank King for joining us today on the show. Thanks for you for being here. Please spread the word, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message even possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Click those banners, if you will. The link's in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. That will help. And, of course, shout out to Super Don because he makes us sound so good. He does. Especially when Izzy's not crying. It gives Super Don a chance to talk.
Don't encourage her.
Don't encourage Izzy. I know. Also, shout out to Dr. Newsom. I've had some feedback on the last interview we did with Dr. Daniel Newsom. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And he's terrific. And so the new website for him is Doc Newsom, DocNewsom.com.
Cool.
Now, to wrap it up.
Hey, real quick.
What?
Real quick.
Yeah.
There's something new that's coming out over on Epic Times.
Yes.
If you haven't been to Epic Times in a while, go over there. I think they're still working on it, or it may be up there. I haven't checked here since we started the show. But,
okay.
Yeah, a new video feature.
And who's in it?
You and me.
Oh, dude. You dressed up for it, too, didn't you? Get a haircut?
Yeah, you know what? You say that because normally I look like I just crawled out from under a bridge.
Yeah, you look like you have bedhead. You know, you could have been up for 12 hours. You still have bedhead. But the thing is, you've got so much hair, you've got no complaints, my friend.
Yeah, I haven't had a haircut in a while. So, yeah, I kind of got the slick back like Bowser from Sean on All look.
You're like the Shaggy D.A.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, welcome welcome to...
So, yeah, go check it out. Epic Times.
The 80s hair metal. Bands. That's super dumb.
Getting there. Pretty close.
All right. So we've got a silly story, of course, coming from Florida to wrap up the show. Maybe another. This is strange. This is the thing that never happens with cannabis. But if you're on something called Flaca, which is another one of those bath salt drugs that people are snorting or inhaling or doing something, makes you think like you have superpowers.
Right.
This man on Flaca claimed to be Thor, God of Thunder, and what did he do with his superpowers? He decides to sexually assault a tree.
Oh, my.
Don't do this, kids. This is just not going to be good for any of your body parts, I promise you. And the tree will not appreciate it either.
I just learned about this the other day, and you know they're always coming out with a new synthetic this, a designer drug that.
Yeah.
And this one, yes, it causes people to think that they can fly, and they can, you know, do all these things, and they have this habit of taking all their clothes off and running around for some reason.
Yeah, no, we don't encourage this behavior, especially on Flaca.
unless you're Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent in her own backyard. But please, Amanda, fix the
this
fence.
This is dangerous.
Fix the fence. Now, wasn't she saying she was having to call like an arborist or a tree doctor?
A tree surgeon.
Tree surgeon.
Yes.
Maybe this lady should have called a tree surgeon. Check this out. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. A silly story to get us into the weekend. A woman was arrested and held in a jail cell for 6 hours and put on trial for doing what? Over pruning a tree.
Gee, oh my.
You cut too much of that tree. How dare you? Karen Gaynor, come on. Talk to your arborist and let him or her do it for you, because they'll prune just enough that will keep you out of prison. And she wasn't even doing this naked. So there's, like, really strange laws in the United Kingdom. We'll have to talk to Amanda about that.
You are stuck on naked today, aren't you?
No, you brought it up.
It must be Friday.
Yeah, birthday suits for everybody. That's all.
Yes.
You come into this world naked. So anyway. Strange, silly stories, thanks to Super Don, to get us into the
I do my best to deliver when it's necessary. And Robert, I gotta ask you, have you seen the new Star Wars trailer?
I have. I think the coolest part was, I liked at the end with Chewie and Han Solo saying, Chewie, we're home. That was cool.
That was incredibly awesome. I mean, it's like, I felt like a little kid again.
Yeah. Did you see the one where Matthew McConaughey is watching it and crying?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, somebody filmed Matthew McConaughey watching. Now, he's an actor. I don't know if that was real, but it was still kind of funny. But it's like getting you back to that emotional gut, you know, what was the original Star Wars like for those of us who were, 10, 11, 12 years old when it came out.
My son called me last night, and apparently this was released yesterday.
Yeah, I believe so.
And at about 10 o'clock last night, Pacific time,
It
already had 12 million views.
Wow. Well, I hope that they do the mythic aspects of the first series more than the cartoonish aspects
of the
second.
It's looking good.
Series,
so. It really is looking good so far.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes. It's movie time for those of you who get to go movies. I hope to see all of you lovely listeners that are in upstate New York and Syracuse at Nature Time. We have a number of events coming up. Please check them out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including Hoover's in Altamont Springs coming up as well. We have, where else? Heck, just check the notes. I gotta go. I gotta catch a plane. All right. See you up in New York. Be back when it's not so chilly, when I can sweat again, because the power to heal and sweat is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.